Tandy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. In terms of what's trending with our news, I know it's hokey, but today on the calendar is 314, which is otherwise known as Pi Day. The mathematical constant pi, 3.14. I know at this point I've lost your attention, but here's why I share it. A lot of pizza establishments, a pizza pie, is having sales today, so you can sort of play the pizza wars to feed your family this evening. I am looking to probably do that myself.
Papa John's has a deal. So does Pizza Hut. Taco Bell with their Mexican pizza is just $3.14 today.
News. Downtown Fort Wayne is getting a remodel. The Fairfield of Fort Wayne, it's worth a Google because they have a new Facebook account. Fairfield of Fort Wayne is a new wedding venue on the third floor. Second floor is golf simulators. And the first floor is a restaurant, bar, and oh yes, lanes of duck pin bowling. I don't like regular bowling, but duck pin.
What is it you like about duck pin that's so much better than regular bowling?
Great question.
It's a lighter ball. It's a smaller ball.
Okay. And it's like me winning. It makes my hands feel huge.
So you like golf.
I do love golf.
But you'd rather play putt-putt?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Well. See, I'm a riddle.
You are a riddle.
I'm just a little conundrum. Kelly Clarkson and Peyton Manning have been signed by NBC to be part of the opening ceremony, at least, for the Paris Summer Games. Rumor has it, that the opening ceremonies, march, the parade of countries, I forget, it'll come to me off the air. Anyway, that'll be on the river,
Times. Rolling down the river.
No one's quoting Tina Turner, but.
Rolling.
Oh, God.
Rolling.
Isn't that the mighty Mississippi?
Rolling down the river.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, Frontier Airlines is trying a new program where they will keep the middle seat next to you open if you agree to pay an additional $50. I don't know.
I think that's going to make people mad. I do because, okay, there's going to be all these empty seats and you're trying to catch a flight out and you're trying to go somewhere, but it's full, but it's not full because this empty seat in the middle.
Speaking of conundrums. I don't know what you just said. I have no idea the point you were trying to make. Completely lost. Apple TV Plus has also announced a new comedy series that will star Owen Wilson as an ex-pro golfer who then mentors a 17-year-old prodigy. Looks good.
I'll draw you a picture.
No, you might need a graph. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. It is Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. ABC News and Good Morning America. An exclusive that aired last night and now this morning on Good Morning America of an interview and sit down with the family who are the parents of Sloane Mattingly here in Fort Wayne, the 7-year-old girl who died after getting buried and trapped in a sand hole in Florida. If you remember this story, the family's from Southwest Fort Wayne. And if you want me to be completely honest, I always struggle with being comfortable sharing some of this, but it is a local story. I will tell you the Sloane who lost her life did go to the same preschool as my daughter. So there is some tie and correlation, but here is some of the audio that was released by ABC News in that interview that took place.
Exclusive interview with the parents who lost their daughter in a tragic accident at a Florida beach. You may remember last month, 7-year-old Sloane and her 9-year-old brother Maddox were digging a hole at the beach in Fort Lauderdale when the sand suddenly caved in. Sloane was buried and did not survive. Their parents spoke to ABC's Ariel Reshef about the 20 minutes it took to dig their kids out of that hole.
What would you say to those people who were on the beach who jumped in?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You witnessed pure horror. And thank you.
How do you want precious Sloane to be remembered?
As a beam of light, joy. She just lived life. She would come out in the morning and she would fist pump out of bed. She'd always be so happy.
Just heartbreaking. They say they were watching their kids closely, but it all happened so fast. Later on Good Morning America,
I even have that audio too here. Here's the Good Morning America audio.
The kids had been playing for hours, having fun on the beach. You guys were right there. Describe to us the mechanics of how this could have happened because people aren't familiar with this even occurring.
I have no idea. That's kind of a question we have too, because it just, we're the people that other parents or family members kind of roll their eyes at because we're a little overprotective most of the time and think of everything. You know, when we go to the beach, we think of water safety. And this never, ever once crossed my mind. And of course, looking now, I'm like, well, of course. And so that part's really frustrating because I'm like, man.
There's some of the audio. Yeah. I get exclusive this morning from Good Morning America. Sitting down with the Fort Wayne family that lost their 7-year-old daughter while digging on the sand in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A little bit of a cautionary tale as the rest of Fort Wayne is setting to likely go on many families to a beach for the upcoming spring break, which is the week following Easter in a lot of cases here, starting April 1st through the 5th. So emotional, and something that, like I said, I'm not 100% always comfortable sharing, but there is a relatability, and I want to make sure that story, if the parents agreed to the interview, that we can share some of that story here this morning. It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. I'm dating myself a little bit, but I like to work nudity into the conversation. I don't know if it helps ratings or turns the channel, but 52 years ago, Burt Reynolds took his shirt off and his pants and posed as the first male centerfold in Cosmo. That is 1972.
My mom loved me some Burt Reynolds. Mm. She really did.
A lot of hair, don't care, sort of.
Yeah. Was he on a bear rug?
He was. Yeah.
All sprawled out.
Well, okay.
I'm just painting the picture.
He was bare naked.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, he was.
Plus, he had about the same amount of hair on him as the rug. It's like him and Robin Williams might have been the hairiest people I've ever seen.
Oh, yes. Robin Williams had a lot of hair.
A lot of hair. Yeah. A lot of hair. A lot of jealousy, really, for me.
You're a little hair envy. Well, like, every time somebody walks by with, like, their top shirt unbuttoned a little bit, a dude, and has a little froth of hair.
Well, yeah.
Man.
I'm trying to think if that's envy. I don't know what the word is. Just sometimes you wish
you
had what you don't have in life, you know?
Yeah.
I guess they would call that jealousy.
I think if you had that, though, Andy, you would probably shave it every day.
I know. That's what everybody says.
See?
I talk to hairy men.
I
need to stop.
Yeah.
Why am I not thinking before I talk today? My point is every time I talk to those folks who have that
frothing chest hair that's
bubbling out that I think women like, I don't know, men go on to say that the women in their lives make them get rid of it.
Right, and shave it off.
And then I say, does that mean you have romance all the time? And then they go, no, so I don't even know why we shave it. And that's the conundrum of that conversation.
Okay.
And then it sort of dies. And then there's an awkwardness between me and the man.
Kind of like now.
Right, that would be a prime example. Okay, well, good. That really encapsulated what I was trying to share with the audience.
I don't even know how we got off on that.
Guys, I was celebrating history.
That's right. Celebrating.
First nude male centerfold.
Burt Reynolds.
That's right. And I was passing that. Anyway, you get it. It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI.
I'm never going to get my lawn in.
Speaking of which, can we? Kat had a gentleman caller last evening.
Uh huh. Yeah.
He was the lawn guy. Of course, Kat, if you don't know, moved into a new house, and part of the process of it was a new build, and the folks that sold her the home are like, hey, we won't be able to get to seeding your grass
until like August.
And so Kat's like, that's not going to work for me. I'm going to find somebody else, and then you're going to pay me back whatever the deposit is.
Yeah.
Okay. So she has found a company. It's going to put her lawn, hopefully. Got to get it planted, scheduled quick, because I think the spring and the fall is when you want to grow grass.
What I thought too. Like, that's what I've been reading.
I mean,
you don't want to do it in the middle of summer.
I have reached the age in life where I care about my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know 17-year-old me thinks I'm crazy.
But that's, I'm at the stage now where I compare my lawn to other men's lawn, and I sometimes feel very good about myself and other times feel very inadequate. And it all is a big lawn off. And I don't understand it, but it is somehow primal in our lives. How clean our toilet seats are, I don't seem to care that much, but right. I do care about my lawn.
That's funny. Now, there's different kinds of seeds, like there's bluegrass seed and there's all the, like he was going through the different mixes of seeds that he's going to.
Now, do you have a lot of trees? Do you have a sunshade problem?
I don't.
Well, you're going to want one that's you know, can handle that high
sun.
Heat.
Yeah.
But, Kat, the gentleman caller yesterday was, according to you, behind the scenes of the handsome variety.
Yeah, he was fine. He was fine.
Have you?
And then my son pulls up as he's getting ready to leave, and he's like, "Mom, who's that?" I was like, "Oh, that's the long guy." He's like, "Oh, the lawn guy." I'm like, "No, seriously, he is the lawn guy. He's going to plant our grass."
Did you flirt with him to try to receive a discount? Did you flirt with him to try to get treatment on your lawn earlier?
Well, I mean, that's the most important thing right now is getting the lawn in like quickly because sure. I've got a fence that's going to be coming in and I have to get the grass planted before the fence. So, no, I didn't, but I did walk the lawn with him and I listened to everything that he was saying. I mean, he sounded like he knew what he was doing.
I didn't ask if you were polite. I didn't ask if you were civil and cordial. I asked if you flirted to get an earlier
bored.
Date.
Okay. Anyway, we're looking at 2 weeks. Hopefully,
I feel like you did
weeks.
Flirt. You got it up to 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
You must have did something right. He's like, he went and called his boss. Let's move this lady's. Let's
we move
this.
Move her up.
Let's move her start date up. Why did she walk the lawn with you and listen intently? She did. And the question this morning: nearly 30% of women polled say they have attempted to enhance their physical appearance by doing this at least once during their lifetime. What is it? I will bring hints along the way. 260-467-9500. 260-467-9500. Nearly 30% of women polled say they have attempted to enhance their appearance by doing this at least once in their lifetime. What is it? Believe it or not, Kitty Cat over there was able to guess it on her magical dry erase board.
That's right.
On the first
guess.
Try. I couldn't believe that.
I do have two guesses, though.
You don't need a second one after you got it.
I got it right the first time. But I did have two guesses in my head.
Okay.
Well, do you want to know this second
sure,
one?
Sure. Your first wrong one. Sure.
My first wrong one would have been false eyelashes.
Okay. That is not right.
That is a craze, by the way. Everybody's
maybe more than 30% have given that one a whirl. I don't know. I think you do all these tinkering with your appearances in your younger days, in my opinion. But what do I know? I'm just a man with a plan. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi, what's your guess?
I'm going to say enhance their bra size.
Enhance your bra size.
By doing is what?
By
stuffing their bra.
Stuffing the bra is exactly right.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yay.
Yep, you're the winner.
Can I ask, is anybody shocked that the number's 30%?
Yeah, like, I would have thought it would have been higher.
I am.
Doesn't everybody
I'm a little surprised.
Try it once? I mean,
when you're a teenager, especially your little bra MB your girlfriend.
Sure.
You're you want to.
9, 10 playing dress up.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, I can only imagine. I mean, obviously, it's a road I've never gone down myself for obvious reasons, but I just would assume that everyone would at least tinker.
Yeah, try it at least once.
Just pure curiosity.
Yes.
It's natural.
I mean, did you never dress up for Halloween or anything like that?
What does that have to do with my padded bra that I'm not wearing?
Well, I'm just saying.
What did you use? Did you pad a bra? Did you Kleenex?
Dressed up. Yeah, socks.
On the phone? You don't have to tell me, but was there a thing?
Oh, no, I tried the socks too, okay. Then after a certain age, I was like, this what was I doing?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. You get more confidence. And you are who you are. That's fine. Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
I feel like this trivia question turned into an after school special.
Oh, well.
It was very nice.
This could be a whole debate.
Yeah. Well, what do kids today use? Is it not socks, or they just have so many more padded options?
There's so many more padded bras out there right now, yeah. I think.
There's a lot more options. And then, like, early 2000s, people were, like, using pudding bags. Like, actually putting in bags and, like, doing the thing.
Whoa.
Putting in Ziploc bags and then stuffing that.
That's so cunning.
Realism? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen those little chiclet.
Well, right, but
like
teenagers don't necessarily have access to that.
Yeah, well.
Well, the next time we have a stuffed bra debate, you can be our stuffed bra reporter.
That's right.
I mean, it feels like you have a lot of it. That's good. All right, hang on. Behind the scenes. Kat will grab some info. We'll hook you up, yeah. 30% of women admit that they have attempted to stuff their bra at least once in their lifetime. What would you do? That's the name of this segment. It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. If you ever miss anything on the show, get caught up each and every day with the Andy and Kat podcast. Kat's name is spelled with a K, not like the C.
Like the animal.
Like it meows. It's because it's short
for... Because I'm a human.
Yep, there you go. Mm-hmm. It's short for Katrina. But there was a hurricane in New Orleans, and then she didn't go by that name anymore.
That name didn't test very well, so I kind of changed it.
All right, sorry. Back to, I got off the rails here. In Raleigh, North Carolina yesterday, drivers rushed to open a safe that crashed on the side of a North Carolina road. Here we go. Here is the phone call into 911. Here's the reporters reacting to the call. Here we go. Thank you.
Drivers stopped in their tracks today, and you won't believe the reason why.
I need the police pretty quick. I got a lot of money. It's laying on the roadway, and people are stealing it.
Someone lost a safe full of money along Knightdale Boulevard. A few drivers got out of their cars to grab that cash. A firefighter called into dispatch and stopped traffic until police and sheriff's officers could get there. I want to know if they're going to be able to track down those that stole that stealing. You stole someone's money.
I mean, is it stealing if you found it on the side of the road?
It was an accident.
Okay.
Well,
isn't that every couple's argument? Guys out there are like, hey, you tried to keep it safe. The safe didn't keep it safe, so now it's mine.
See, I differ with that. Like, it is an accident. You can clearly see where this money came from.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you help pick it up, but you give the money back.
Would you help pick it up and hope that the person who you returned it to would give you some of the money for helping pick it up?
Well, of course, right. But you don't do it for that particular reason.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on. In today's America, you would sue the safe company for not being to keeping your money safe.
Safe, yeah.
While sitting in the back of a pickup truck going down the interstate of North Carolina. I mean, how big of a pothole did you hit that it bumped the heavy safe out?
So the safe fell, right?
Oh, for sure.
And then busted open.
That's
and
right.
All the money went everywhere.
I don't. I mean, have you heard of a bank?
Well.
I mean.
I know. But
generationally, man, people. My grandparents, like if you were arrived during the Depression era, we've talked about this. You just don't trust banks.
No.
And
you hide it.
They failed on you once, and that was in the 20s, and you'll never go back. And now you hide it in certain places.
You remember that one time we had a listener call in, and they said that they found money in the toilet, in the top of the toilet. Remember, they lifted the lid on the toilet,
right.
And there was like $2,000.
It's a great place, yeah. Freezers
are good.
Yeah, Ziploc bag, as long as it's, you know, it's good. In today's more and more digital world, I mean, how big
you're always being
unless
watched.
You're like in Vegas. I mean, who's carrying a lot of cash? I don't understand it.
I do carry a lot of cash.
Why?
Well, because what if my bank card doesn't work? I've been to the grocery store one time where I had to put all my groceries back because my bank card, my chip failed.
Oh.
And I couldn't get it to
swipe.
You
don't have another like credit card or something?
At that time, I didn't. Mm. I didn't. It was at home. I just took my little bitty wallet with me.
Still carry a checkbook?
Yes, I do have a checkbook. And yes, thank you for bringing that up. Mm. But yes, I am the one on this show that carries a checkbook.
Yeah, cool.
You
Grandma?
Don't have it. Fine.
My chip got declined.
I always want a backup now.
Down my license number on here. Here you go.
You ever see somebody park in a handicapped spot and they don't have handicapped plates? Or they get out and then themselves and peer to your eye to maybe not be handicapped themselves?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you that because this has become a little viral video of a guy who wants everyone to know in England. He has an accent, so here you go. He has a $150,000 Mercedes and that he's a very busy, busy man.
Okay.
And that is why he needs to, his life is about getting in and getting out and moving on. And so he parks in handicapped parking spots. This is, I'm convinced, a fake video just to make people angry, but we'll see. Here we go.
You are disabled.
To be honest with you, mate, I'm a very quick person, and I need to be close to the shop to save time. Time is money. Within the 2 minutes that I'm in the shop, 100 disabled people aren't just going to turn up. That's why I'm parking in the disabled bay.
No.
That's probably not going to play well from a PR point of
probably
view.
Probably not. No. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. Mean. That spot is not meant for you. And don't park there.
You know what I have? So near my house, I have a K. Roger.
Kroger. For those of you in the back.
Some people pronounce it Kroger. Okay. I pronounce it K. Roger.
Yeah.
And there is an employee of the week or month.
Okay.
Parking spot.
Yeah, that I'm. Yeah, okay.
Do you have one? I don't know if you go. You don't go to Kroger. You live at Costco.
I do live at Costco, but I have stepped foot in a Kroger before.
You've heard of these.
Yeah,
K. Rogers.
I've heard of the largest grocery chains around.
Oh, okay. So you've heard. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Familiar. Yeah. Okay. So the K. Roger near me has this employee parking, employee of the week or the month parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anybody parked in that slot. I've never seen any employee
maybe
ever.
Maybe they didn't award one that month.
I'm like, if you're not going to award it, then open that spot up. Oh, and it's okay. Always up front.
Yeah.
And I'm fine. I get it. I mean, to me, you should park there if you're the cart person. You know?
Right.
You should be able to park there. But I never see anybody there. Drives
it's
me crazy.
It's always empty.
It's an always empty. It's right there. It's a beacon of hope. And then I realize, oh, it's the employee parking. I've never seen anybody there.
Yeah, I thought that most businesses stopped doing that. Like they took away those special parking spots.
Privileges. Well, that sign is still there.
Yeah, maybe they needed to remove the sign then.
Don't they have, or do they still do in town at certain establishments expecting mother parking?
Those got taken away.
Okay.
Yeah, was expected mother parking spaces were taken away. Veteran parking spaces were taken away. People were abusing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were abusing them, and then people got mad, and then people were like, well, you're pregnant. You should exercise more. That means you should walk further, so you should park way back there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people were nasty. Just
I can't imagine people in the world taking the negative slant on things.
Yeah, me neither.
I find that to be somewhat shocking. one of the hospitals, I thought it was Parkview. Parkview, I thought, was endorsing parking spots at like malls or at certain shopping centers that were far away to reward the walker.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, if you'd like to park where we sometimes also put all the snow at the end of the parking lot, it is sponsored and covered by...
Yes, more snow.
All right, great.